Kemper boys' soccer team picked up a win on Tuesday night, knocking off Atlantic 4-1, outscoring them 3-1 in the second half. Fletch Bating had two goals, and Ethan FitzHenry finished up with a goal. Carroll Tigers fall at home last night to North Polk, losing by a final of 9-1. Chase Regaller did have a goal, and Tanner Hydoff finished up with 11 saves. In girls' soccer, Carroll falls to top-ranked at North Polk, 10-0 last night, losing that one with about 26 minutes left in the second half when it ended. Marin Overmold did finish up the night with 12 saves. And in boys' golf yesterday, Glenn Ralston was at a Class 1A sectional up at Brookside Golf Course. The Wildcats would finish fifth overall with a 390. Carson Peters shot an 89 to finish in 12th place. Colby Wallace shot a 97 and finished in at 20th place. Michael Busch led off the ninth inning with a game-ending home run. Cody Bellinger went deep in his return from broken ribs, and the Cubs edged by San Diego 3-2. Bellinger had three hits after missing 2 weeks, and Willie Adames hit a three-run home run into the left-field bullpen with 2 outs in the ninth inning, helped the Milwaukee Brewers rally for a 6-5 victory over Kansas City. Elsewhere in interleague play, it was Washington shutting out Baltimore 3-0. Angels rout Pittsburgh 9-0, while Philadelphia knocks off at Toronto 10-1. It was Atlanta doubling up Boston 4-2, and Milwaukee again edging Kansas City 6-5. In the American League, Texas rolls by Oakland 15-8. Detroit outscores Cleveland 11-7. Tampa Bay defeated the White Sox 5-1. Yankees hammer Houston 10-3, while Seattle tops Minnesota 10-6. In the National League, Arizona cruises by Cincinnati 6-2. Cubs slide by San Diego 3-2, while the Mets outscore St. Louis 7-5. San Francisco shuts out Colorado 5-0, and the Dodgers beat up on Miami 8-2. Major League Baseball has warned its teams against encouraging players to withdraw from high school baseball to avoid the amateur draft and pursue the increased flexibility of international free agency. Now, the memo was sent out to front offices Monday by John DeAngelo, Major League Baseball's Vice President of Amateur and Medical Baseball Operations. The memo says Major League Baseball has learned that clubs have been encouraging players to avoid high school baseball and try to establish residency in a foreign country so they can become eligible for the international talent system. The memo calls the practice highly inappropriate and threatens significant penalties. Jaylen Brown scored 32 points in the Boston Celtics' powered pass at Cleveland 120-95 in game one of their second-round playoff series. Derek White added 25 points, hitting 7 three-pointers to help the Celtics pull away in the second half. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 29 points, helped top-seeded Oklahoma City defeat Dallas 117-95 in game one of their Western Conference semifinal series. Chet Holmgren added 19 points, goes 7 rebounds and 3 blocks for the Thunder. The WNBA plans to commit $50 million over the next 2 years to provide full-time charter flight service for its teams during the season. Commissioner Kathy Engelbert said in a meeting with the sports editors on Tuesday that the league will launch a charter program as soon as they can get planes in place. She said it's projected to cost around $25 million per year for the next 2 seasons. Local sports on the schedule for you today and boys sectional golf action. The Carroll Tigers will be at Emerald Hills teeing off at 10 o'clock this morning, along with Algona, MOC Floyd Valley, Okoboji, Sioux Center, Spencer, Spirit Lake, and Storm Lake. The Kemper Knights are hosting one out at the Carroll National Golf Course, along with South Central Calhoun, who's going to be there today. They'll tee at 10 this morning as well, along with ACGC, Cherokee, Manson Northwest Webster, Pocahontas area, and Ridgeview, along with Southeast Valley. Class 2A sectional, ESAC goes to Willow Vale Golf Course. They'll tee at 10 o'clock this morning. Elsewhere, Hinton, Lawton, Bronson, MVAO, COU, Sheldon, Unity Christian, Western Christian, and Westwood will be there. In Class 1A, Coon Rapids Baird and IK Manning are at Lakeside Golf Club at teeing at 10 this morning, along with AGWSR, Exiro, Corden, Kimbleton, Newell Fonda, St. Edmund, and West Fork. And also the Audubon Wheelers in Class 1A will go to the Fremont County Golf Course, teeing at 10 o'clock this morning, along with East Mills, Essex, Fremont Mills, Hamburg, Sydney, and Woodbine. In boys' district, Class 1A singles and doubles, Audubon and Kemper will be at Denison Schleswig. They'll get underway at about 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock this morning, along with Audubon, Denison, of course, Kemper there. It'll be Des Moines, Hoover, Harlan, North Polk, St. Albert, and Storm Lake. And that's sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.